In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter. Amen. Today we celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Christ, before ascending to heaven, promised his believers that another counselor would come, and God kept his oath by sending the Holy Spirit among the believers. So on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit appeared like a form of fire to the people gathered to celebrate Pentecost. God is powerful, and whenever the Lord would interact with his creation, especially his crown of creation, that be us humans, something extraordinary happens. Acts 2 gives us that long list of people who gathered in Jerusalem from all over the Roman world. Pentecost was one of the major Jewish feasts, and people from all over would converge on Jerusalem to worship the Lord during this feast. It's interesting that Pentecost was the occasion now to thank God for the harvest of crops, especially wheat. Jews reminded themselves that it was God who made the crops and yield from the harvest, that the Lord really was responsible for everything. Perhaps the Jews were tempted, though, to view only the physical blessings on Pentecost. But God sent the Holy Spirit to focus on his desire to save the souls of people. We read in 1 Timothy, second chapter, God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. A festival harvest would now become a festival of God harvesting souls. So the Holy Spirit gave to this small band of believers special abilities to speak in different languages. What a remarkable miracle. These men of Galilee were able to speak their messages not only in the Greek language, which all those visitors in Jerusalem could readily understand, but they could also speak in other languages of these people from all various regions of the Roman Empire and beyond. An amazing miracle. The believers who had gathered on Pentecost were proclaiming the wonders of the Lord. The text gives no details on what these first messages were all about. However, they were surely connected to how the promises given to the Old Testament people were fulfilled in Christ, just the way Jesus explained to the two disciples on their way to Emmaus. After hearing these languages, what were the reactions of the people? Well, some were just totally amazed that this has happened, but some started to mock at these Galileans and saying they were drunk. Now, Peter, a disciple, we remember, who had denied Christ three times to save his skin, now stood up courageously and defended these brothers by reminding all those that were gathered the words spoken by the prophet Joel. And I'll read those words again that was in Acts chapter 2. And Joel, the prophet, said this, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven, in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Those were the words of the prophet Joel. And God made the promise here to pour out the Holy Spirit on all people. And Pentecost is the time when his promise was fulfilled. The Old Testament believers trusted that the Lord would follow through on what he said. How is the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy relevant to us? The Holy Spirit continues to convert to faith people of all nations and continues to preserve people in the faith just as the way he did in the first century for Jews and Gentiles, for male and females, for slaves and for free. These faithful people then carried out the Great Commission themselves, and they truly became the witnesses of the love of Christ, and the gospel of Christ was proclaimed in many areas. We are evidence, aren't we? We are evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit done by the voices of those faithful Christians. The gospel has reached our ears and our hearts. We have heard what brought these first few believers together. It was Jesus, his death on the cross, his rising from the grave that has taken away all of our sins. The Holy Spirit has ever since been announcing Christ crucified. That's the reason we now know Christ as our Savior. God's desire to save us started at the beginning of time. And guess what? He is still at work. The Holy Spirit is strengthening our faith through the gospel and the sacraments. The Word of God is the power of God for salvation to all who believe. That same assurance then energizes us to be people of Pentecost. As Paul says, we are jars of clay bearing the treasure, 2 Corinthians. The Lord uses people like us, sinful and weak, to speak the gospel to others. It is the Holy Spirit living in us who is saving people, and he alone is enabling us to proclaim his gospel. Whenever we are disappointed with our frailties and sins, we remember our Lord. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for us on the cross. He did not remain dead. We know that. There, he kept his promise by conquering death. That's what he was sent to do. And by his conquering power given to us by the Holy Spirit, our God will accomplish his will through us, just as these lowly Galileans became the proclaimers of the Almighty God on Pentecost. Jesus is coming back. He is coming back again. And our Lord Jesus Christ will come back to judge the living and the dead. Because of his sacrifice and forgiveness proclaimed to us at Pentecost, proclaimed by us since Pentecost, we and countless others. Countless others will welcome the last day with praises of Christ that will never, ever end. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, amen.